Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show. Today we've got a really special day, listeners. I'm so excited to tell you what's happening. We are going deep into divine breath. Divine breath. This is all about that function that's happening in you every moment that you normally don't even think about. And you know what? It is sustaining your life. In holistic living, we're going to go through the physical and the mental aspects of breathing. You know, the effects that your breathing have on your body and on your mind, and give you some tools to start working with that consciously. And in Wave of Fire, we're moving more deeply into divine breath, looking at the spiritual component of breath and really what that breath of life is all about. Okay, excited to tell you that in the Wave of Fire portion of today's show, Judy Satori is going to bring through an energy activation transmission. This is through light language, that angelic tongue that she brings through, and this will be for an activation for the function of your lungs to help bring through clearer and more divinely inspired breath for you. Okay, we're also going to have the First Light interview highlights, so you're going to get to join in with a bit of a really, really special conversation that went on in New Zealand after the First Light Symposium, which was history-making, and you'll be introduced to the ancient Waitaha wisdom there. That's the indigenous people of New Zealand from long, long ago, and the sacred wisdom that they hold. So these are the things that are coming in today's show. So welcome. I want to again remind you that this is a global community coming together. Listeners, we have expanded now in the last 3 weeks from a listenership that includes 53 countries to 60 countries now. This is a community which is joining 60 countries around this planet and now 48 states in the United States. So welcome, knowing that in this moment you are connecting with your brothers and sisters around the planet in that many countries. This is truly a move of the Holy Spirit and actually a reflection of what's happening on the earth and in the heavens right now. Okay, let's get into it. We're going to start by talking about the doggone breath and what's going on with our breathing, what's going on with your sinuses, what's going on with the cells in your body every moment while you're breathing. Okay, first we're going to start today, folks, by talking about the difference between nose breathing and mouth breathing. All right, there's something that happens when we breathe through the nose. Did you know that when you breathe through the nose, it creates an avenue of air that's moisturized, humidified, and even somewhat filtered? That's what our little nasal hairs are for. You've got a filtration system going on. You know, there was a divine plan when this body came together. So furthermore, when we breathe through our nose, the air is passing through the nasal airway and contacting the turbinates, which is the shelf-like little bony structures, and the air is slowed down when this happens. This allows the proper mixing of the air with an amazing gas that produced in the nasal sinuses called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, or NO. Okay, nitric oxide is secreted into the nasal passages and is inhaled through the nose. Okay, it's a potent vasodilator. Okay, that means that this gas actually causes dilation or expansion of the blood vessels. And in the lungs, it enhances the uptake of oxygen. So nitric oxide is also produced in the walls of blood vessels. It's critical to all the organs in the body. So breathing through your nose can actually make a big difference to what's happening all the way down to the organs in your body and the cells. Now let's look at the other side for a minute. Okay, let's evaluate the differences in mouth breathers with nose breathers. The consequences of mouth breathing can occur from the moment of birth because all infants are obligate nose breathers. Okay, that's the mechanism by which breastfeeding and breathing can occur simultaneously. Okay, so if a baby has obstructive airways, that baby may turn away from the breast due to lack of air and prefer a bottle, which allows them to consume the food more quickly, right? But if all is going well, the baby is suckling and bringing through its nourishment through the mouth and also breathing through the nose and oxygenating the body and bringing through that wonderful nitric oxide at the same time. Now, a mouth breather may not be humidifying the air or slowing it down to allow the proper mixing of nitric oxide in it. Okay, so the lungs will have difficulty providing maximum oxygenation for the body with this dry, unhumidified, unfiltered, and most importantly, nitric oxide lacking air. Okay, it's not getting all the benefits from that NO component. This is when no is good. We want to say yes to no when it comes to breathing. All right, so this constant and chronic condition of that occurs when we're only breathing through the mouth. So notice right now, is your mouth open? Is your mouth hanging open? Are you breathing through your mouth? Are you breathing through those nostrils? Okay. If your mouth is open and you're lacking the nitric oxide, which is happening if you are breathing through your mouth, then this condition affects your cardiovascular system. And guess what? Your heart. Okay. Your heart is actually affected by how you're breathing, whether you're breathing through the mouth or breathing through the nose, because the smooth muscles that line all the arteries react to this poorly oxygenated air with a kind of tightness, a kind of permanent tension. Hey, you know, it makes me even wonder, and I wonder if there's been any studies done here, if there's a correlation between mouth breathing and hypertension. Do you have hypertension? Take a quick check. Observe yourself and notice if you're breathing through your mouth. Okay? So this tension can be very stressful and depleting to the body. Furthermore, it's been clinically shown that blocking the nitric oxide product in healthy individuals results in moderate hypertension and reduced heart output, as well as shortened bleeding times by activation of the platelet blood clotting factors. Okay, all that science aside, get that when you make it a practice to breathe through your nose, you're actually helping your body in every way, all the way down to a cellular level, and you're helping your heart to be healthy. Now, we know that there is really no separation between the body, mind, and spirit. Okay, so as you actually are bringing through goodness, and I'm going to say nutrients, through the air that you're breathing, by breathing through the nose, you're actually doing goodness that's going to affect your whole life, not just the cells in your physical body. When you actually enhance the function of your physical heart, your body is going to be in a state of relaxation and peace that enhances your energetic heart as well. And isn't that really what we're here to talk about, is living life through the heart? Okay, now back to science. We're going to get to that a bit more in just a minute, as far as the energetic effects of how you're breathing and the spiritual effects. But let's go back to our scientific conversation. So due to the lack of proper oxygenation, the ability to deliver fully oxygenated blood to the cells is much reduced. This is through the mouth breathing. So mouth breathing has a negative effect on every cell in the body as it deprives those cells of oxygen. Overall wellness and health requires proper oxygen, as every particle of our being requires oxygen. And by the way, listen to this one, cancer cells are anaerobic. That means cancer cells live in the absence of oxygen by design. Okay, so get it. Even how you breathe is making a difference on whether cancer can survive in your body and grow or not. Did you know that we all are making and releasing cancer cells on a regular basis? Cancer cells are normal, okay? It's just when they get stuck in there and start growing their community and taking over that we've got an imbalance, Okay, cancer cells are normal, you know, funguses are normal, yeast is normal, bacteria is normal. All these things are healthy when they're in balance and the body's clearing its toxins on a regular basis. But when we're not, and clearly when we're mouth breathing and not getting the best air mixture that we could have, we're not really clearing and sustaining the body as well as we could. And since that body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we're actually diminishing our impact on the planet in every way. Okay? And diminishing really the power by which we can live our life fully. Okay, other manifestations of mouth breathing. So if you want to look for other indications if you're a mouth breather, would be snoring. Hello. Cessation. Hello. If your spouse is nudging you through the night because of all that noise going on, then kind of get that there's a bit of a habit, at least in your sleep, of breathing through the mouth. Okay. Cessation of breathing during sleep, which is known as sleep apnea, and some types of headaches, bedwetting, chronic ear or sinus infection, and even TMJ. You know that soreness people can get with their jaw and when they're chewing? That can be related to mouth breathing. Okay, sleep disorders and dark patches under the eyes. Folks, forget about that cover-up. Start breathing through your nose. We're going to get lightness under the eyes and in every cell of the body. Now let's go into something a little bit deeper here. Our breath affects the nervous system. Okay, now there's the autonomic nervous system, which is really the nervous system that's working for you automatically. So when I say autonomic, think automatic. It's something you don't have to think about. It makes your heart beat and your lungs inhale and exhale, and all of the functions that are happening in your body, your digestive tract, are all being run by the autonomic nervous system. And in that nervous system, there are two functions, sympathetic and parasympathetic. Okay, so in a moment we're going to take a break, and when we come back we're going to talk about the difference between parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, how to affect those with your breath. And when I say parasympathetic, think of peace. Para means peace when it comes to the nervous system. Okay, so we're going to learn how to bring the body mind into greater peace through the breath, activating the parasympathetic nervous system. We'll see you in just a few moments. And welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living and Wave of Fire. Listeners, we are joining globally today and every Friday from 11 to 12 with 60 countries and 48 states in the United States all joining together. We are a global community. Listeners, I want to come forward and share with you today that this show is a divinely guided show. I just want to let you in personally on how the show has come about. It came to me, and the show began at the beginning of this year when I never expected to be on the radio. Well, from a website that had been down for 6 months, I got a phone call out of the blue from a gentleman who was a producer on the radio and had a show and was inviting me to be a guest speaker as a holistic practitioner, because I was a holistic doctor of chiropractic, not practicing in the United States yet, as I had just come over from New Zealand. This was a big surprise, and the first question I asked this man was, "How did you get my number?" And he said, "I'm not sure." I want to tell you there are hundreds, if not thousands, of holistic practitioners in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live. When I met for the interview, these people invited me to be a co-host on their show. And then at the next meeting, said that they felt it was important for me to have my own show. And I can only say, listeners, that I'm sharing this with you because this is how the hand of the divine works. This is how the Holy Spirit moves in your life. If you stand in the opening for that which is in the divine plan, it will come to you. And now here I am. The producers that originally brought me on this show are no longer even on the radio. They're not with this show anymore. And last month, when those people disappeared, the Holy Spirit prompted me to carry on with this show, even though I never expected myself to be running a radio show. And little did I know that within a short time, we would have a gathering together of this whole global family from 60 countries and 48 states in the United States. So listeners, I want you to understand that I am committed to being not only in word, but in truth, in my life and in my deeds, that which I am called to speak of on this show, and that all of us are called together to be learning and stepping into hand in hand. This is about letting go of control, stepping into absolute trust of the divine plan playing out in our own lives and on this show itself. And in saying that, what I want to share with you now is that I have been guided that this show is to be handled in every way, not in the old conventional model of business and of old consciousness, but there's a new energy. There's a new unity. There's a new bringing together on this whole planet, that the hand of the divine, which is the essence that we were created from, is actually making happen. And I am stepping aside from conventional means of trying to support this show. What I have been guided to do now is to ask you, brothers and sisters globally in this awakening consciousness, to tune in to spirit yourselves in your own heart. And I know that you are, and that is why you're here. You've been guided to be listening to these words even today. And if the Holy Spirit prompts you to do so, if the divine infinite essence speaks that quiet voice within you, and you have an idea that you feel has a rightness to help support this show, please go onto the website and write it to me. Let me know. This show is now to be supported by the ideas and contributions of its own listeners. Why? Because this is not my show, and this is not WGIV's show. This is the people's show. And this is the people who are stepping into the faith of walking in divine spiritual guidance in their lives show. And this show is going to continue on that path, bringing forward a new word, a new spirit and energy that the Holy Spirit is opening up to flow on this planet like never before. And I believe that just as it has grown within this short time to 60 countries, we're going to be reaching the whole planet. We really are. And Judy Satori stands with me in that vision. We both have been spoken to by spirit about the future of what this show is to bring. So I'm asking you now, only if the Holy Spirit guides you, if every listener on this show now donated $5, we would be able to continue on the air and even expand to a second day per week. If every listener donated what would be a Starbucks latte to the show. Okay, only if you're prompted. And otherwise, if you're prompted, bring forward your idea. If you feel an inspired idea come to you about the support and funding of this show, please bring it on to the website. And when I say that, I want to also let you know that it has been in my guidance to tell you that this is your show now. And you, the listeners, are going to be determining what is on the show. So I want you to tell me what topics you'd like the show to cover, who you'd like to be interviewed, and any questions that you'd like me to ask these guests. Let us know what issues you're having on your own holistic living and spiritual journey that you'd like for us to address on the show. This is your show, listeners. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for your tuning in to that still quiet voice that comes from within, that comes from that source that we call God. And thank you for your openness and willingness to connect with the rest of this community from all over the world, who represent all different walks of life and belief systems. We all have our own individual journey. And yet, behind all of that, we are all one. And there's a new wave of unconditional love and connection that's happening through this show, through your connection with all these others across the globe, and you're listening to it, and through the world in many different ways. This is just one arm of the divine. Thank you, listeners, for hearing that. And we'll be back in just a moment to carry forward with the conversation about the parasympathetic nervous system and peace through the breath. And aren't those beautiful sounds? Listeners, welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show. We are still working through holistic living, and the conversation today is about divine breath. And I got, my breath was taken for a moment because this lovely lady, Sherry, came walking into the studio. We are joined today by our lovely guest, Sherry. Remember who met with Nami of the Angels and had her special angel painting done?
Hi,
Sherry. Welcome. So glad to have you. Now, are you breathing through your mouth or your nose? Because that's what the conversation is right now.
I am doing both because I ran here, didn't put on any shoes, just my sneakers, and just took off when you called.
So, now see, listeners, isn't that what it's all about? We are in the moment when life is being guided. You know, it's
that's
about,
for sure.
Isn't it? It's about being in the now. And when we do that and we surrender our plans,
yes,
and actually tune in to that higher guidance, then things just open up moment to moment, and everything connects just amazingly.
I love your show, so I will come at a moment's notice when you call.
So glad you're here, Sherry. So listen, we are learning all about the changes that we can make in our body, mind, and spirit by working with our breathing.
Okay.
And, yeah, and so amazingly enough, every cell in the body is affected positively when we breathe through the nose.
Hmm.
Yeah, we actually bring into our cells something called nitric oxide, which actually does a lot of things to the body. And what we're getting ready to talk about now is what it does to the nervous system.
Got it.
Okay. And don't forget, listeners, in part two of the show, which is coming up soon in Wave of Fire, we are going to have some energy transmissions.
Wonderful.
Through the language of light that Judy Satori will be bringing through. Okay.
I love
Judy. Hang on to your seats. We are going to have some experiences. We're not just going to learn, we're going to experience today.
Okay. Yeah. Get ready, everybody.
That's right. That's right. So look, we're talking about the autonomic nervous system. And when I say autonomic, Sherry, think automatic.
Okay.
Okay, it's happening all the time. You don't think about it. Now, there's two forms of subsets, let's say, of the autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. Okay, the parasympathetic nervous system works to calm us down and to heal. So, does it make sense? Okay, raise your hand if it makes sense that we spend a lot of our time with the parasympathetic nervous system,
yes,
in action,
a
right?
Lot.
Okay, that's about calm and healing. Too many of us are spending too much of our time not in a state of calm and healing, okay, which ends up causing us to be what? Blocked, right?
Very much so.
And our vessel's not open. And then we're not getting divine guidance. We're not hanging out with the God frequency. We're not being those optimal vessels of the Holy Spirit. So let's calm ourselves down. The Bible says, be still. Be still and know that I am God.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. So the sympathetic nervous system is the part that's used when one needs to get out of a dangerous situation. So look, it serves a purpose. We were created with this system for a very good reason. It operates when we're under a lot of stress, but we're not meant to be under constant stress. And when the sympathetic nervous system is activated, it places the body and mind in alert mode. Okay, mental, physical alert. This is for survival. So imagine the lion in the jungle. You're being approached by a vicious animal. Your pupils dilate. Your lungs start breathing faster. Your blood vessels expand. Your heart beats really fast. Now, this is so that you can quickly see where you need to get to. All the blood flow goes to your muscles. And it means you can run really fast to get up that tree.
Take flight.
That's right. Or fight. Or fight, you know.
Fight or flight.
If you're feeling that courageous and it's the right thing, then you're just going to fight that opponent to try to save your life. This is your body in its most primal way trying to survive. Survival mode, okay? Do you get that, folks? Many of us are staying in survival mode all the time.
That's for sure.
And, you know, we live in such an unnatural world these days. You're driving your car across through traffic across the bridge and somebody slams on brakes in front of you. Your body responds just like you're being approached by the lion in the jungle. Okay? So it goes into fight or flight. The problem is that many of us, we're not coming out of that. We're staying in that kind of nervous tension mode all the time. All right? So sympathetic nervous system overload also occurs when our airways obstructed and the input to our nervous system is kind of like feeling like we're being choked. Okay, so what kind of response do you think the nervous system's going to have? It's on high alert all the time. If we're having difficulty getting air through, the body is on high alert. It's feeling like its life is being threatened. And that's why kids who are mouth breathers have a strong gag reflex, for example. Okay? They stick out your tongue. The doctor sticks a little...
Right.
You know, the little tongue...
Suppressors.
Thank you, suppressors. In there, and they're like... Ugh!
I know.
Okay, and that happens real easily if your body is in this defense response because of breathing through the mouth, okay? So for them, the mouth is the source of air as well as food, and the mouth is really not designed to perform both of these functions, okay? So it's good to have kids and adults moving towards nasal breathing, okay? Mouth breathers have an amped up sympathetic nervous system, and remember sympathetic is stress, parasympathetic is peace. Okay? S for stress, P for peace. Okay, always on alert. People have a hard time getting their physical or mental bodies to relax, often both hand in hand. And many have found an avenue of dealing with this subconsciously, namely exercise. Okay? Exercise can help by trying to make up for the oxygenation, you know, and the breathing that we don't have normally going on. But, you know, you can't really fully make up for that lost breath. So we're gonna take a brief break. But when we come back, we're going to learn all about, guess what? Humming. As a medical and healing method. Now, I'm just going to hum a little bit of the song that was coming to me this morning. I surrender all.
That's right.
Because, Sherry, I told the listeners today, the Holy Spirit has prompted me to turn this show over to the people.
Yes.
And ask them for the ideas, inspiration, and financing to support the show.
And one of the people has come in, and that's me.
There you are.
That's right.
See, the Holy Spirit's already showing me the support for what the hand of God is doing here right now. So we'll be back for a bit more humming therapy and understanding what humming can do for you and your body, mind, and spirit and breath. And we're back with the Dr. Leslie Show, Holistic Living and Wave of Fire. And listeners, just to let you know, those were the last two commercials that you will hear on this show as we're moving into support by the people. And actually support by the Holy Spirit, and only when the Holy Spirit prompts those who are aligned with that Spirit, the action will happen. So we are stepping out in total trust and faith for, you know what? God's got my back.
That's right. All the time.
So I'm humming away. I surrender all. Because why? Humming can do a few things to help with your breath. And we've learned that what's going on with your breathing and whether your sinuses are clear even makes a big difference to the body, mind, and spirit. So if you suffer from sinus problems, there may be something you can do to help relieve them and prevent sinusitis absolutely free, and that's to hum. Scientists in Sweden have discovered that humming, producing a tune without opening the lips or forming words, is an extremely effective way to increase ventilation in the sinuses. And they found that humming increased the nitric oxide levels by 15-fold compared to quiet exhalation.
Wow.
Yeah, so nitric oxide concentrations in healthy sinuses are very high. Okay, so there's a doctor named John Lundberg, medical doctor in the Department of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care in Stockholm, Sweden, along with an associate, tested 10 healthy males, ages 34 to 48, with no history of allergy or airway disease. And they said, in our study, we hypothesized that the oscillating, vibrating airflow produced by humming would speed up the exchange of air between the sinuses and the nasal cavity and increase nasal nitric oxide output. This is what Dr. Lundberg wrote. Now, Sherry, so what we were talking about earlier is this nitric oxide even improves heart health.
Excellent.
Okay, it increases the oxygenation levels of every cell, and cancer cells are anaerobic, which means they don't survive well in the presence of oxygen.
Wonderful.
Okay, so this humming could actually help improve your health in every way. So just be aware, you know, come on, people. When we're getting in our happy mode for the day, let's start humming. Whistling's great. Whistle while you work. But hum instead, because look at all the health benefits. Okay, so what we want to do now is actually take you through an exercise that, you know, besides the humming, you can do that on your own. You already know how. We're going to take you through an exercise called alternate nostril breathing that actually balances the masculine and the feminine in your energetic bodies, because it's actually creating balance between the right and left hemispheres of the brain, which we understand are, in essence, the masculine and the feminine. The right brain is your creative brain, your
right.
Creative thought, okay? And that's the feminine aspect, the nurturing side, the more emotional. Left brain is your analytical mind. It's the masculine, mathematical, okay? And energetically, these things are the same. They cross over in the body. So it's left body is feminine and right body is masculine. But in the brain, it's the opposite. Okay, so here we go. Everybody try this with me. So we're going to use your thumb and place it on your right nostril and hold your right nostril closed and inhale through your left nostril. I'm going to have to talk and do this at the same time. Hello. Okay, while your lungs are full, switch fingers so that your left nostril is closed and exhale out your right nostril. Okay, now inhale up your right nostril. Pause, and then switch fingers and exhale through the opposite nostril. Okay, so at home, listeners, you want to repeat this process about 12 times. And this breath is often done in preparation for deep relaxation or meditation. Okay, you'll notice that usually either one or the other of the nostrils is more open. So if you breathe on a small hand mirror, a patch of mist from one nostril will be larger than the other. Now, the ancient practitioners of yoga in India were aware of the significance of this and employed this knowledge to enhance health and consciousness. Western science didn't really notice this until the 1800s, and it's been found recently through the application of current neuroscience that the practice of alternate nostril breathing helps to balance the right and left hemispheres of the brain, as we said, which is also going to help balance you energetically in your masculine and feminine self. And, you know, we've been talking about the awakening of the divine feminine here of late in these conversations about Mary Magdalene. There's an opening on the planet to that side in all of us, okay? An expansion of that creative side. And by the way, just a hint, next week we're going to be going much further into your capacity to create, to be a co-creator in your life on the planet now. Okay, we're going to give you some examples, and you're going to see an example right in front of you on this radio show. Okay, so listeners, it is time for us, in addition to experiencing this nasal breathing, the nostril-to-nostril breathing, alternating right and left, You've had that experience in yourself. Now it's time for us to get an activation from Judy Satori. So Judy's going to bring through a transmission and actually activate energetically a clearing and deeper facilitation of the lung function and the breath. So hang on to your seats. We're bringing through Judy now.
Take a deep breath. Mikakalakalakashidisi. Alelelelokashidisakotidigi. Aleleladi, Mishidadi, Matadia. Alelelakashidisi de deki yatati. Mokadatashitakotakotakuya. Alelakoshididia. Alelakoshidahashidia. Alelakoshidakotidigi. Asasasasasasasasasa. Miki kalakazadishin in the Malakajinia, a lelelelogin and the Shemalana Malaki, a lelelelogin and the Manakia the Malaki, a lelacolatskin and Shemalaka, a lelelogin and the Shemalagadi, a lelelogin and Shemaladi, a lelelogin and Shemaladi, a lelelogin de Sedokosinia, a Shedasadokosia de Dia, a lelelelogode de Di, a lelogode de Di, a Madrid de Di, a lelogin de Di, a la 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 la. And take a deep breath and relax. Now place your hands palm up. There's just a little more to do with the lungs.
Amazing, isn't it? So, listeners, that was Judy Satori being the vessel of the Holy Spirit moving through her using the modality of light language to bring through healing through sound. Now, if you want to hear more of that and actually receive the energetic and benefits on all levels from that energy transmission, go to Judy's website, which is thesoundoflight.com. The full moon transmission of December 2011 is the one that had that she sent me to that particularly for this show because of the activation that had to do with the breath, but actually the whole physical body she works through with seven segments. So go to that December 2011 on thesoundoflight.com. It's a full moon transmission. And while you're there, if you want to have these transmissions sent to you each month, sign up on their mailing list to have it sent. Okay? Just go there. So listeners, understand that this breath is a very spiritual component in our lives as well. We're in the wave of fire now, if you didn't guess that already. We're riding that wave when we go into light language, absolutely.
You're ready.
And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, the scriptures say, in Genesis 2:7 says, the Lord formed the man from dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. Okay, and it says in Job 34, if he set his heart to do it and gathered to himself his spirit and his breath, this is talking about that which we call God, all flesh would perish together and man would return to dust.
Wow.
Is that awesome? So do we get that? What is every life that exists and our own breath itself is really the essence of that which we call God flowing through us. Our own breath. The word respiration comes from the same root word as spirit. Respiration and spirit come from the same root word. Now, listeners, we are going to move into clips and highlights from the first light symposium in New Zealand. This is very powerful in bringing through ancient wisdom and consciousness from the Wataha. But I want to tell you one more time, in this era of community consciousness, this show is an extension of the essence of love and unity. If it is in divine will, it will be an example of generosity from the listeners who receive its gifts. Those who receive the blessings and benefits from this show, if you feel called to do so, your idea or referral of sponsorship or your voluntary tithe towards this work of God is received with much gratitude, and my faith and trust to carry forward with this work increases with every cent. You can go to help contribute your ideas or financial contribution. Even $5 would make this show carry on bridgeholistichealing.com. And until next week, here is the Waitaha Wisdom and First Light Symposium conversation with Judy Satori and our other friends. Come back. Okay, listeners, we're just having a little bit of a delay on that. And I want to tell you actually what this conversation is about. This is a gathering that happened after the history-making First Light Symposium, which was last weekend in New Zealand, in Auckland, New Zealand. And Judy Satori, who was facilitating this amazing gathering, she asked me to come together and be the interviewer for these very special people. And the ladies that gathered there together were myself and Judy and Diane, who was the originator of the whole gathering. She actually felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit in her heart to put together this very special symposium and bring together people from around the world to activate this new move that was coming through from the Holy Spirit. And also, there's an amazing woman in this interview named Kira, who is of the Waitaha people. She's bringing through beautiful ancient song and wisdom from the Waitaha. So we really felt that it was important, and Judy asks us also to share with you some clips of the interview so that you could get a taste. And the full recording of that interview is also on the Bridge Holistic Healing website and on Judy's site, The Sound of Light. Again, here we are joining Diane, Judy, and Kira for the message from the First Light. Welcome, everyone. I am Leslie Wells, and I am joined today by Okay, listeners, I think we told you before that at the First Light Symposium, we had all kinds of technical difficulties and really suspected that when the frequency gets to a certain level, there's some interference with the technical equipment. Well, after that light language energy activation, it, I guess it can't be too surprising that we've got a bit of malfunction going on here. I'd
like to say that when we did the breathing exercise, that I noticed my heart was pumping really hard.
Really?
So I assume that once you get into this a lot further and practice more, it'll calm you down, your heart will relax, and it'll start to beat at a normal rate. That would be really good.
It does. It does. And, you know, there's actually a technology called HeartMath Solution that's about actually recalibrating the heart rhythm and bringing our focus into ourselves, which is actually a method of connecting in, actually moving into the zone to be able to tune into higher consciousness by focusing on the heart and bringing the heart into that peaceful rhythm, which actually this alternate nasal breathing that we did is a tool to get there, a tool to get to that. So, listeners, it looks like we're going to have to actually share with you the First Light highlights next week. And between now and then, if you want to hear the whole thing, and I want to tell you it's an incredible blessing to experience, then you can go to the website. Go to bridgeholistichealing.com on the radio page, and you will, from tomorrow, you will find that full interview at the bottom of the page. Okay, and we'll have it highlighted for you. It's amazing. You know what? Maybe it's the hand of God that says, don't give them a piece. They need the whole thing. Don't break it up, because it was really, really powerful. And maybe it was something that was going to, in some way, slightly desecrate the energy of what was there for me to cut out pieces of it and only give the listeners a partial experience. So, listeners, we really invite you. there's a song at the end that's just awesome, where this woman, Kitta, who is just the most amazing embodiment of ancient indigenous wisdom and just an amazing open heart for God that I've ever met. And if you saw her face, I'm going to make it a point to get a photo of her and put it on the website next to the interview. She just looks like she's from another world. And she's just such a beautiful vessel, as is Judy, as were all those that were bringing through this new energy, this new high frequency of love and unity and oneness that was brought through at that symposium. And listeners, here again, as we close for today, I want to commit to you again that this show is a divinely guided tool of that which we call God. This is now totally being turned over to the hands of the divine, of the infinite essence that is our source. And every piece of it is going to be guided moment to moment and only from that supernatural path, to where even the financial sponsorship for it now is going to only come from the divine means that are brought through, not in the conventional way. So if the Holy Spirit prompts you, go to the site, Bridge Holistic Healing, and write to us your ideas about funding for the show. You might know someone who'd like to be a sponsor or advertise here. Only from that route will we have any other advertisements here at all. Or you may want to contribute even as little as $5 from our listeners. We would be able to expand to a second show per week. Blessings and walk sacred. Until next week, we'll see you again.